Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with today's version of Power in the Word, which you know on every Thursday. If you've been listening, you know that every Thursday we focus on women's issues, and our session today is Woman to Woman, Cultivating Healthy Relationships God's Way, Cultivating Healthy Relationships God's Way. And I'm excited. I am excited today because we have Lady Renee with us, and Lady Renee is normally with me on Thursdays. Amen. She has just really, really obeyed the Lord and stepped in to say, okay, Pastor Rebecca, I am committed to this Thursday segment of Woman, and she has been a blessing. She has been a blessing. But today, I want to highlight Lady Renee in a different way. Amen. I want to highlight her because she is on the battlefield, and she is doing some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things for the Lord. I am just so blessed to know this woman of God. I am blessed to have met her on this past year. You know, nothing happens by chance. God is a God of divine connections, and he has connected me with this woman of God, along with some other great, 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 great women. Amen. I do not stand alone saying that I am in great company. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So let us go to today's program. I like to start with prayer. Lady Renee is already with us, and the chat room is open. So you can even come in by chat, or you can listen if you just want to listen. The phone lines will be open shortly. So write this number down. The number is 646-652-4832, and I will let you know when we are ready to take calls. Lady Renee, God bless you. Welcome.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. I'm very excited to be here again one more Thursday. Praise be to God.
Amen. Praise be to God. And I just thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for just showing you the vision that through this connection that he's going to allow us to minister to women across the globe. And a great part of that is the ministry that you do with women destined for greatness. And we're going to talk about that, but as you know, we like to just go ahead and take care of cultivating the soil, amen,
amen,
which we're about to tread with prayer.
Amen.
So, amen. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and we just glorify your name on today. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds, Lord, with the full use of our limbs, God, the full use of our facilities with wisdom from on high. Lord, we thank you because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall continually rejoice and be glad in it, in spite of circumstances, in spite of everything that is going on surrounding our environment around us, everything that's going on around us, yet will we praise you, God. So, God, we ask that you come into this place, that you come into this particular radio program, Lord, ministry program, and that you have your way. Holy Spirit, we invite you in, and we say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have your way, have your way, have your way, Lord. Work your will through myself, and work your will through Lady Renee and every caller, Lord. Let this time that we spend together be blessed, and let it be a time that gives you the glory. So we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for this time that you have allowed us to be together, save souls, and change lives. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I feel God. I feel God already. Lady Renee, how are you doing today?
I'm really blessed. I'm blessed of the Lord. Praise be to God. And you?
I'm blessed. I'm just really, really feeling full.
Yes.
I'm feeling full. I'm about to first. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. I'm full of the Lord, full of the Spirit of the Lord, and I'm just happy to be in the center of His will. I want to introduce to all of the listeners out there, I want to introduce you to Lady Renee. If it's the first time that you've listened, you have not been made privy to her ministry, the ministry the Lord has given her to do. If it's not the first time that you've listened, you know that you're in for a treat, because this woman of God has the word of God in her belly and in her mouth, amen. And this woman of God is equipped. The Lord has equipped her through research, through the Holy Spirit, first and foremost, through research and through experience, amen, to be able to come back and strengthen her brethren, strengthen her sisters in the Lord. So I'm excited. Lady Renee is the founder of Women Destined for Greatness, amen, which is a mission, a vision that the Lord gave her, and she founded that company 2 years ago, amen, and she is also the creator, amen, the co-creator with our Lord of a series, a CD series entitled Cultivating Healthy Relationships, and that's what we're highlighting today, cultivating healthy relationships. And we're going to allow Lady Renee to tell you a little bit more about who she is and where her ministry is. She also has a radio program here on Blog Talk Radio, and the name of her radio program is Sister Empowering Sisters, amen. So it's one sister, Sister, S-I-S-T-E-R, Empowering Sisters, amen. And that's a blessed program right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, Lady Renee, once again, I want to welcome you to Woman to Woman.
Praise God. Praise God. And I'm so, so ecstatic to be here today. I mean, I'm excited because I know that God has some gifts ready to just bestow on His people, because I have come under just so much attack on just today, and I'm rejoicing over it.
Amen.
You know, but I thank God because I have the victory. Praise be to God.
Amen. And you know, that's amazing. Praise be to God. Because when God has something great for you to do, there's always going to be a counterattack.
Yes.
There's going to be an attack by the enemy. Opposition always comes when you're about to move forward and give God some glory.
Mm.
You know, because we know that the enemy does not want God to get the glory. It has always been His plan to steal the praise, amen, from God. But we know that He can't do that. The devil's already defeated. And I just declare that God shall get the glory from your life for everything that He has for you to do today and the days to come. I declare that God shall receive the glory, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And no weapon forced against you can prosper.
Amen.
So we already know that, and we just declare it. We repeat it to let the enemy know we know who we are, and we know that our weapons are powerful and effective for the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen.
And we know that there's nothing that can come up against the child of God who's on mission, fulfilling the purpose of God for his or her life, that can prevail against
Amen.
The plan of God. Amen.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
God has already planned this thing.
Yeah.
This has already been preordained. So we're just walking out divine purpose right now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I want to talk to you, Lady Renee, about this particular CD series
yes.
that the Lord has birthed. See, He's birthing through you. I believe we're in the birthing process. You're just now releasing this series, right?
Amen, yes.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about Cultivating Relationships God's Way?
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to tell everyone, like, basically what motivated me to do this, and then go into that, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
In lieu of so many Christians divorcing and single people marrying the wrong persons, it's evident enough that has convinced me that the body of Christ had to be taught about cultivating a healthy relationship, because I was fully convinced, you know, and I believe that the Holy Spirit just impressed that upon my heart. I was fully convinced that you can have a functional, fulfilling, enriching, nurturing, and nourishing relationship, but I also knew that it would take a lot of work. And,
yeah.
you know, so you didn't want to be defeated before you got started, so there was, like, some key things that you're going to need up front. Number one, what we really need to be to look at is it's going to take two spiritually and emotionally mature individuals.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot to say, I'm sorry. You know, it takes a lot to say, I was having a bad day, or, you know what, I was feeling insecure today. And so, therefore, that's why I snapped at you. And, you know, you cannot do that if you have not developed your character to such an extent, you know, to do that. It takes a lot of work. So, and I'm convinced that you, you know, you really can, this, these type of relationships exist. But in order for us to really have that kind of relationship, it is going to take a lot of work. And as I began to ponder on this subject and seek God's wisdom concerning, you know, these things, he impressed upon me that we have got to get our minds renewed in the area of relationships. So even though we're born again and we come to church, there are areas still in our lives that we have not submitted to God, and one is definitely in the area of relationship and marriage.
Amen. Now,
you know, so allow me to expound, if I may. We'll go, you know, we'll go to God after the fact, after we're divorced, after the man or the woman are ran off or running around or whatever the problem. But we don't go to God. In other words, we're saying, you know, Lord, I'll let you handle this part of my life. Oh, yes, you Lord over here. But now I want to choose my own man, or I want to choose my own woman. Mm-hmm. Lord, you know, he has to be like this and like that, you know, and all these other things that really are superficial, you know. And so we seem to think that we could choose our own spouse and everything would be okay. Now, the problem is that our standards and criteria that we are using, you know, we learn them from being in the world, from society and our significant others. And, you know, and then we find, like, in other words, they tell us, you know, well, girl, or, you know, do they have a degree? You know, what other assets do they have? Are they driving a nice car? Do they have a home, a fat bank account, a great job with benefits, or their own thriving business? You know, or in cases of a man, is she a virgin? Does she have children? You know, did she graduate at the top of her class? You know, like honor student, good money, et cetera. But we need to come to the realization that the world or society and their standards and criteria are inferior to the kingdom of God's standards and criteria. And he's calling us, his children, to come to a higher standard or a higher criteria. We ought to understand that the world's way is being perpetuated by Satan. And we see this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now, you can read that now or you can read that later. But what you understand that the way that the world come up with their philosophies, their standards and criteria, it's being perpetuated by Satan and his demonic forces. And many in the body of Christ, sad to say, have allowed the world and society's view to be the final authority in their lives and not the word of God. And that is why we are facing divorce and marrying the wrong person. The standards and criteria that I mentioned, far as how, you know, what kind of money he has and all these other things, those things are fine and are as secondary criteria and standards, but they fall way short, you know, of a primary standard or criteria. And I'll go into that too. That's where the problem is. We need to understand that the kind of relationship that God has for us, the kind of marriage he wants us to have, it's actually something supernatural. It's not, you're not going to be able to understand it with your natural way of thinking. You're not going to be able to walk in your natural reasoning and based on what mama taught you and what daddy taught you and grandma and all of this stuff. If you want the kind of relationship, remember, every good and perfect gift comes from God.
Amen.
Okay? So I believe that with marriage being one of the top priorities in God's heart for his children, you know, meaning to have that marriage supposed to mirror Christ's relationship with the church.
Amen.
You can't tell me that he meant and designed for us to go through hell over and over. But we have to learn how to do it right. We have to understand before we get into it, what is it going to take? so that we make sure that we're looking with the right pair of eyes. We have a different set of standards. In other words, our standards start to come up. It's on another level because we've been renewing our minds in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
gone are the days that we just looking at his money, because we now know God is our provider. Because, see, we're going to go through tests and storms, and your husband may lose his job. So if your whole thing was about his money, your marriage is over. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Or the mere fact that he's holding a degree, it's not a guarantee that that's going to open any doors for him. And so as we begin to develop our spirit in our spiritual life, we begin to understand that the foundation must be the Word of God. And we must cultivate first our relationship with God. And to
Amen.
The degree and the extent that we cultivate our relationship with our Heavenly Father will be to the degree that we're able to cultivate a relationship with anyone else.
Amen. Amen. And that is just so key. So basically what you're saying is we must have a personal relationship with our Father, with God our Father, before we can even have a healthy relationship with someone of the opposite sex that's leading towards marriage, or even a healthy relationship as our marriages are, as far as our marriages are concerned.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So basically, you know, we're talking today, Lady Renee, about cultivating healthy relationships. A lot of people, you know, the first question that a lot of people may ask is, what is a healthy relationship?
And, you know, one of the things that I want to say about that, as far as what a healthy relationship is I can only give you the definition that the Holy Spirit has given me. Because
Amen.
As I began to do the research concerning this, I couldn't, as I began to look it up, trying to find, you know, okay, what is a healthy relationship? Okay, let me find this. I could not find anything that was substantial enough. So I began to take that, what I did see, along with what the Holy Spirit gave me, and put it together. Praise be to God. And
this
is what he showed me a healthy relationship is. It's one that is founded upon godly principles. Therefore, each party respects, appreciates, values, enhances, and complements one another. Healthy relationships has godly standards as well as godly characteristics. And they serve a divine purpose, and they are for the edification of those in the relationship, because you guys will sharpen one another, and for the spectators to learn from and glorify God. These relationships are nourishing, productive, fruitful, enriching, and fulfilling. And then he gave me some attributes of what a healthy relationship is, or should I say some characteristics, some qualities of a healthy relationship. And one is respect, acceptance, gratitude, honesty, support, communication, you know, things of that nature. Amen?
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Take that. Go ahead.
It is. It sure is going to take that. And, you know, one thing that I love about you, Lady Renee, is that you are well prepared. You are well prepared. And that's why I wanted to highlight you today. I wanted to put you in the spotlight today, because you know you studied to show yourself approved.
Yes.
You know, and it's just so important that when we're talking about something as important as relationships, as important as relationships that are leading even to marriage, because we know, I know that you believe that all romantic relationships should be leading to marriage.
Amen.
And I also share that opinion that if you're in a relationship with someone, if you're a woman, and because this is a show for women, if you're a woman in a relationship with a man, then that relationship should be leading to marriage. And I tell people, I tell women, if you're in a relationship with a man 2 years and you have not even began to talk about marriage, then I need to know what's going on. You know, what's going on? You have to, I believe, at what point, Lady Renee, do you believe that a woman who's in a relationship with a man should begin to broach the subject of marriage? Or should the woman even be the one to bring up the subject of marriage? Or should she wait for the man?
Well, you know, I am a firm believer that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. So the marriage piece is not going to come up for me.
Okay.
I just believe that there are some things in the beginning. See, we don't just haphazardly give someone the okay to start dating, first of all. You know, if you meet someone, you know, you ought to seek God first. Before you even have a, yes, we can meet and we can do this and we can do that, you need to be in tune with the Spirit of God so that you can get that check in your spirit, like, it's okay.
Amen. Now, do you get that? Not to interrupt, but do you get that before you even have coffee? Like, if the guy wants to have coffee,
well, you
with
know what,
you, you know.
I have to be very, very honest with you.
Please do.
This has happened to me, and I believe that there's something goes off on the inside of you that you know that this person is significant, and you may not understand, you know, that this is the one or whatever, but one thing that you do know is this is God. Now, I'm going to say that, okay?
Amen. And
that
what about...
it can happen before coffee. Yes, it can.
It can happen before coffee.
Yes,
now, what about the woman who... what about the sister the woman in Christ, sister in Christ, who's waiting for the Lord? You know, a lot of women who are tuning in are waiting for that husband. They're waiting for that Mr. Right, and they're waiting for the Lord. And they've been waiting a long time. You know, say you've been waiting for the Lord for a while, and you know, you're ready for your husband. You're ready for your Boaz. Amen. And now it's been a long time since somebody asked you out, asked you for coffee or asked you for dinner or asked you to sit with them for Bible study, you know, while you're even in the sanctuary. What is the difference between hearing that word of God and that emotion of being excited because finally someone is asking you out?
Well, you know, I have to be very honest with you. Whatever we're feeding the most is what we're going to tend to yield to at that moment. And that's just real, you know, because the physical side of us, because remember, we are triune beings, spirit, soul, and body. So, but if we have been truly cultivating our spiritual life, you know, our spiritual relationship, we would know, you know, rather than to yield to the flesh. You would know if this person, first of all, you have to have a criteria. Before you start agreeing to anything, you need to kind of sit back and wait, though, until you get that check in your spirit. You should be self-controlled because, see, it's about you being developed, too. You don't think that you're going to get married and then get developed. You need to be able to wait on God to be able to be put in a position that you come into the relationship as a whole individual. You're not looking, waiting for someone to come and then it's two halves making a whole, because it doesn't work like that in the kingdom of God. You want to come and be positioned as a whole individual. So that means you're going to operate in self-control. You understanding that in order for me to have the results that God said I can have, I'm going to have to do it God's way, because if I take the shortcut, it's going to be more painful in the end. So you know what, brother, as much as you know you asking me for coffee or whatever, you know, maybe now is not a good time, you know, because I need to go. You may not say this to him, because I'm not telling you to sound all spiritual and all churchy, but you're going to go home and you're going to pray, because as a woman of God, you also are a woman of purpose. And if this is not serving a purpose, I don't want to be bothered. Where
Amen.
Is this going? And I believe that if you seek God first, you can know at the door. You can know ahead of time before you get into something if it's something that you want to be a part of. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to have that kind of self-control.
Yes. You know, and that's just so prevalent that we have the fruit of the Spirit of self-control. You know, that's I call that the forgotten fruit.
Yes.
You know, we don't often talk about the fruit of self-control. And like you said, as you're cultivating your relationship with the Lord, then you will be able to discern whether or not he's the one that you even want to go out and have a cup of coffee with.
Yes.
And some people say a cup of coffee is totally harmless. What's wrong with going out to have coffee with someone? Does every cup of coffee have to lead to a relationship, you know, romantic relationship? You know, can you have, do you suggest having friendships with men, you know, that are not romantic?
Well, I have to be very, you know, in my, from my perspective, what I have found is that I did not personally want to be cultivating a relationship with any other man outside of the man that I want to marry. It's like I want my husband to be my very best friend. So I don't want to give myself that part of myself, whether friendship. I'll be there to help you. You know, we could be acquaintance, but I don't want to meet you for coffee. I don't want to go out on a town with you. That's just me. Now, I realize that there are a lot of people that's like, girl, I want to go see The Color Purple. I had an opportunity this year, but I turned it down because I know that you're looking at me in a way that I don't see you in, and I'm not even going to go there with you. So you know what? We could talk on the phone from time to time, but I'm not trying to get where I'm bonding myself with someone or they're bonding themselves with me. That's just me. Now, that's not in the word, but that's just me. You know,
I agree with that because I had, when I met my husband, he was dating me. He was not dating. He was hanging out with a female.
Mm-hmm.
And he was attracted to her, but she told him that they could just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they became friends. But when I came on the scene, she realized that she had more emotions for him,
mm-hmm.
more feelings for him.
Exactly.
And she became, like, very competitive with me because she realized that she wanted him to the point that, as his friend, she refused to come to our wedding
mm-hmm.
because they were so close. And she was like, well, if you marry her, I'm not coming. So you're right. Those
mm-hmm.
those emotions do come in because you have to remember with females, there does not have to be sexual intimacy
That's
for
right.
us to become connected to someone.
That's right.
In an emotional way to the point where we can say we even love that person.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? And I realized that even in a church that I used to attend many years ago when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, it's just wisdom. In other words, you know, if brothers was just allowed to just anytime they see a woman and they think she's fine to just start dating her, do you know what kind of chaos that would be in the church when you don't marry her, but you marry her? You
well,
know?
So that is happening.
Wisdom, yes. It's just
that's
wisdom.
Why we need you in this series and what God has done through you, because it is happening in the church where you can have a big church and, you know, one man has dated 5 to 10 women in that church.
Mm.
And
yeah,
you're right.
Incredible.
It is wisdom. It is wisdom. Amen. So tell me some more.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know. I know that there's someone, and we're going to open the phone lines in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
But what is it? I have a question for you. My God, bring back that question. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. We're connected here. What is it that we should be looking for?
Yes.
You talked about the criteria, the world's criteria. You talked about being transformed in our thinking about relationships. What should a woman be looking for instead of the car and the job and the degree? What should she be looking for?
I'm sorry.
When it comes to relationships.
Amen. Well, these are the things that should be the primary criteria or standards for any Christian, male or female. Are they saved, filled with the Holy Spirit? Because the Word of God says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? The Word of God tells us to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. What fellowship does light have with darkness? What fellowship does a believer have with an unbeliever? Okay? And are they a mature believer? Do they know who they are in Christ? Do they know what God's plan and purpose is for their lives? And if so, does it complement what God's purpose is for my life? Is this the kind of brother that I want my sons to emulate and my daughters to want to marry? Is this the kind of sister that I want my daughter to emulate and my son to marry? Do they believe God like I do? Are they walking in their authority as a believer? Can they love me like Christ loved the church? Will she respect me? Will he honor and cherish me? Will he forsake all others for me? Will he or she keep and stay with me till sickness and in health? Amen? These are the things that we really need to consider. As you had listened to one of the CDs in this series, I talk about a testimony that I read.
Yes.
About a young woman who was sick out of nowhere. I mean, it was just unexpected, and all of a sudden, she found herself with a rare liver disease with in a hospital, unconscious, you know, on life support. And I talk about how who you marry, you know, they're going to have the authority. They may be in a position to have to operate on your behalf. In other words, they're going to act in your stead, be the power of attorney over you if something was to happen to you. And you don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. We don't know what we're going to face tomorrow. And we could marry someone who does not know God, and we're in a situation, God forbid, where we're to speak on our own behalf, and this person, the doctor says such and such is wrong with her, it's best that we pull the plug. Meanwhile, you still have so much life left inside you, but because this person is not where they need to be with God, they listen to the doctor. They allow the doctor's word to become the final authority and pull the plug. Meanwhile, you have still so much life in you. And that's what happens. This is why it is important that you marry somebody that really know God. Amen?
Amen. Ooh. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, it is important because I sure will not want someone pulling the plug on me until it's like there's absolutely no hope left.
Exactly.
I want to just interject here and ask you a question about what if you marry a man? Mm-hmm. What if you marry a man and this man is a pastor?
Yeah.
Okay, say he's a pastor, he has a church, he's full of the Holy Ghost, you know, you've seen him minister, you've been in his presence, he's, you know, he exhibits all of the attributes of the Spirit of God, and you get married, he's very protective and kind and loving and all of this stuff, and you marry this guy, and once you're married and you live in the same house with him, now all of a sudden you realize that there are some attributes about him that you're not that pleased with, you know, all of a sudden you realize that, you know, he is not everything that he exhibited while you were dating. Because we do know that people put their best foot forward and their best face forward while dating, you know, and a person can just pretend to be or appear to be everything that you need them to be until you say I do and you come home from that honeymoon and then you begin to live in that marriage. What happens when the perception is not the reality?
Okay, well, to be very honest with you, what we have to really realize is this. We didn't say that marriage, and God did not say that marriage would be perfect. Mm-hmm. But what he did say is that if you know that this is the person, you married the person, we're not talking to the woman that may have gotten married outside of God, you know.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the sister that you knew who you were, you know, and in Christ, and you was operating in your authority and all of this, and you know that this is the person that God had for you. Guess what? He has flaws. And so does you, you know, and the thing about it
so you can cultivate that relationship and make it a healthy one.
Yeah, exactly, because, see, God is going to use those things to fine-tune you both, because what I saw, what the Holy Spirit showed me was that it is not the areas where y'all so much alike and y'all just get along because y'all see eye to eye over here. No, that's not the areas where you guys are going to compliment one another.
Mm.
It is the areas that you feel like pulling his head off and he feel like pulling your hair out. It is those areas that you, this is the challenge. This is why you need the Holy Spirit.
My God, amen.
Because it's in that area. You follow what I'm saying? Like, he's got to teach you how to make your this and his that complement instead of clashing.
Amen.
And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. But this is why I say it takes two spiritually and emotionally mature people. Because just imagine if you the only one have this revelation, you know, and he doesn't, or the vice versa. It would almost be nearly impossible. So I'm talking, my series is talking to the sister and the brother that you didn't go there yet. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So these are the things. You have a chance now to allow God to develop your character, to build you up in the area of self-control and discipline and long-suffering. See, while you're going through everything else, God is building you. He's strengthening you. He's molding. He's making you. And you have to know that as long as, okay, I got the check, I know that this was the man, even though right now he's not acting like that. Okay, you are one of God. What have you been praying? Have you been speaking life into that situation? Or have you been calling everybody on the phone talking about, I just don't understand, Al. You know, we have to speak what the word of God says. Speak life into that situation. Speak the desired in. I know that a lot of times when I speak, people sometimes think that I'm too idealistic, but I'm not. I'm telling you what the words say. Put the word to work and watch the word work. Yes, it takes time, but you have to remember God is building us. It's not just about, oh, God, change him. Believe me, a lot of things that we complain about are the same things that's in us. And God is after that little bell in us that every time he does this to you. It just gets under you. God is after that thing that make you feel like that. So God wants it to be where no matter how much he does this, it don't move you anymore.
That's
You're
good.
Still loving him unconditionally. Amen.
That's good. Amen. That's good. That is good. You just said something. You still love him unconditionally. And is it true that a lot of us do put, I believe it is true that a lot of us do put conditions on the way that we're going to love that man in our lives or that
Amen.
Husband. You know, I believe that we have our preconceived notions of how we need him to be in order for him to make us happy. What do you have to say about that?
I'm a victim. No. Praise be to God. Hey, amen. No, but and you're so right. But you know what? Okay, I know we're talking about men, but I want to use it on the flip side now. I'm a woman, and sometimes I'm challenged in the area with PMS. And you know, it on days or months that I am PMSing or PMDD, whatever they want to say, and mind you, I be binding this stuff up and rebuking it, but I have to be very honest. There are some months where I feel like a raving lunatic. I feel like, get out my face. I don't want to be bothered, or I'll get really depressed. Like, sometimes the enemy will really attack me in that way. But I have to tell you, you know what's my heart during that time? You know what I want to say to the man of God that's in my life during that time? Can you love me through it? I don't mean any harm.
Amen.
Can you love me through it? Can you love me in spite of, you know, in spite
Amen.
Of myself? I don't mean to seem like I don't want to be bothered. That's when I need you to reassure me, because I understand that when I'm dealing with PMS, that's when I be wanting reassurance.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Amen. And some chocolate. Give me some chocolate. Amen. 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 And I totally agree with you on that, because that's what, you know, you're single. You're not married right now.
Oh, no.
And I'm married. I'm married, and I've been married for 11 years. And I so appreciate you. I told you this when I came to your show here on Blog Talk Radio, because this series is also good for the married person, you know. And what we can do, we can't go back and undo anything that we've done in the past.
That's
but
right.
What we can do with the wisdom that we can gain from this is to move forward, working on ourselves and working on our own relationships with God, so that now we can move forward and be the best person that we can be for our husbands, to be the best wife that we can be, because the Bible does clearly say that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, amen, which means that when he finds you, you're already a wife. You don't become a wife.
Amen.
You're already a wife. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on that Boaz to come and find us working in the vineyard of the Lord, amen, then we can go ahead and become the best me, the best person that we can be, having those attributes of that godly woman, of that Proverbs 31 woman, or that Ephesians 5:21 woman, 22, 23, 24, and to the end of that particular chapter, that we become all that we need to be right now while we're waiting for God to send the man that's going to say, okay, that is my rib, that's my wife.
Amen.
You know, amen. Amen. So praise God for this. I'm really excited about what he's doing. And perhaps we have some listeners out there who have some questions. I want to welcome Minister Quiet Storms.
Praise God.
To the program. Sister Kiki is with us also. And just welcome them to the program via the chat. And Minister Quiet Storm has said that if we put the word first, then we will avoid so many headaches and heartaches.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So that's one comment that she made. And I totally, totally agree. And she also says that we must allow God to prepare us to be a wife before we are found. Amen.
And that goes to, that leads me to this one thing, identity. It is so very vitally important that you get your identity from the Word of God, where you allow the Word of God to first define, and I talk about this in the first CD of Cultivating a Healthy Relationship, the foundation of a healthy relationship. It is vitally important that you allow the Word of God, His Word, to define you, His Word to validate and affirm you, so that when you get into this relationship, you don't find yourself being clingy and needy, because you now understand you're coming into this relationship knowing that you come to make a difference. You're coming to give. You're not just looking for what can I get out of this. You know that what you're walking in is very vitally important for this person in your life. Matter of fact, it's necessary. Amen. So you don't have to come in from the perspective that you would when you get into a relationship and you don't know who you are and you're becoming whatever they say you are. No, you need to first know who you are so that you can come into that position from a place of strength and not weakness, because you tend to try to get that person to fill a role that has only been designed and designated by God to fill, thereby making them an idol.
Oh.
And you know that God said he is a jealous God and he will not have any other gods before them, which now in turn is going to make the relationship dysfunctional and unhealthy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That is just, that's so my belief. And we get the man off the throne. If
Amen.
You're listening right now, if you are listening, you know you have that man on that throne and he's your source, which he's not supposed to be.
No.
You heard Lady Renee. Amen. She said it today. I didn't. Go ahead and get him off the throne. Amen. Get him off the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to open up the phone lines right now, because I know that there are some women who are waiting to call in, and they want to talk to you, Lady Renee, so, and maybe put their 2 cents in,
Amen.
You know, and I believe it's worth more than 2 cents.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever input you have to put in, I believe it has some value.
Yes.
So we're opening up the phone lines. The number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. And don't you wait, because we only have 4 phone lines that we can open up right now. And I just want you to flood this switchboard right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Go ahead and call in so that you can ask Lady Renee or myself, but particularly Lady Renee, any questions that you might have about cultivating healthy relationships. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. She should say it again. She should say it again. Amen.
And another thing is that we need to realize that I'm talking about a relationship that is purposed toward marriage from a biblical perspective. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A relationship that is purposed towards marriage from a biblical perspective.
Amen.
And that's why I put it on the show board today, cultivating healthy relationships God's way. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because I don't have access to my chat right now. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So praise be to God. I don't know what's going on in the chat room.
Yeah, we know what's going on.
But
we rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the thing about it, we already talked about it does not stop the plan of God from moving forward and prevailing. And we have a caller on the air. Caller, welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the air.
Amen. God bless you. This is Miss Quiet Storm. How are you guys doing? God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I am so excited. This is wonderful, wonderful teaching being ministered today. I was so stirred as I was listening, you know, by so much of what was said. I know one of the things that God was speaking to me, as Lady Renee was speaking, is the fact that we have to get past these lust issues that we have. And that's what a lot of our, you know, we talk about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life. And so many of those things have infiltrated. You know, we get lust of the flesh. Oh, I'm tired of sleeping by myself. I'm tired of going home by myself. You know, we get the lust of the eye. Oh, he looks good. She looks good, you know. And then we get caught up in pride. You know what? I'm 40 years old. I've got to have a husband. I can't be seen by myself. We get caught up in these things, and they cloud our judgment, and they put us in a place where we can't hear from the Spirit of God concerning people that walk into our lives. And so we think just because someone says hello and shows us a little bit of attention, oh my God, now I got to fall out because I'm getting ready to fall in love. Well, you don't know who or what you've fallen in love with, because your judgment is clouded, and you're not in a place where you can hear from the Spirit of God concerning this person. And so, you know, I'm so appreciating, you know, how Lady Renee was talking about we must put the word first. We must get our priorities straight. Even the Bible talks about as singles, we ought to care for the things of the church, you know,
that's
and
good.
We continue to care for the things of the church and, you know, put ourselves in positions where we are in the presence of God when, you know, I always laugh because, all you know, you hear women say all the time, oh, I'm waiting for my Boaz, but when Bozo comes along, Boaz never gets a chance to come in.
Amen.
Because we done hooked up with Bozo.
Amen.
My God.
You know, we done hooked up with Pookie, and we done hooked up with Jumba.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing there's nothing about them that is of God.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
The ones that will pull the plug, thinking I'll get the insurance money.
Instead of saying this
is the love of my life, if I've got to take care of her as a vegetable.
Yes.
If I've got to wipe the saliva, this is the real thing.
I've got to wipe the saliva
from her mouth. You know, I may have to change her diaper.
Yes, come on. And I'm not going to go out there and sleep with somebody else because she's incapacitated right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You know, my love for her is so deep. It's a love.
Hey.
You know, and no man that, you know, a man that does not love God cannot love you.
Amen. And I think about Hosea and Gomer, sister.
Oh, my God.
We loved her immediately. That's what I'm talking about.
T.D. Jakes put out a video years ago called Ish, the God Who Married a Tramp, where he preached from that very passage of Scripture. And even after she had went back out into the world, he went to go get her.
Come on.
His love for her was so strong. Look at Solomon. When you read Song of Solomon, just the love that he shows for this woman.
Yes, yes.
It's so pure. And that's the kind of thing, you know, and it's very important that when you start hooking up with people, you know them in the spirit.
First.
Amen.
Before you know them in the flesh.
First.
Before
Amen.
The devil is very... He's very conniving. He's very subtle.
Yes.
He can present somebody any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But we must know people in the spirit.
Amen.
We've got to know people in the spirit, because then when we know them in the spirit, what's in them is going to come out.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It's not going to take for you to have to get your head bashed in. It ain't going to take for him to cheat on you.
That's right.
It ain't
Come
gonna
on.
Take any of those things for you to find out who this person really is and what they're really about.
Amen.
You know, we
Amen.
Go in with this missionary idea. Oh, I can change him. You can change yourself. You're still struggling with lust. How are you going to change his heart?
Amen.
And we got to start calling these things what they are. I hear so many people. I appreciate the realness of Lady Renee's teachings because we sugarcoat things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to put a nice little look. Call lust. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what it is? It's a duck.
Amen. 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 And lust is a very real issue because we especially a lot of people in the kingdom now were not virgins when they became Christians, you know, and they have not practiced abstinence even during their walk. There are a lot of Christian women and Christian men in the church having sex.
That's
and that's a whole another topic. But when you think about it, it's like the same because we need to just begin to abstain. We need to, like you said, get into the word, not only to hear the word, but begin to do the word.
Amen.
Before it can make a difference in our lives so that we can free ourselves up to begin to receive the love of a real man when he shows up.
And
because go ahead, Lady Renee. This is your time. Go ahead.
Okay. And also, I sense the Holy Spirit is saying too is that the church has gotten where they bought into the world, the lie of the world.
Yes.
You can have a functional, fulfilling, enriching, nourishing, and nurturing relationship. You can have that in the body of Christ. The Word of God tells us that even in the book of the Song of Solomon, I mean, there is such a love exists. I mean, the mere fact Gomer and Hosea and Gomer, oh, yes, somebody can love you, but the problem is many of us have been so hurt and we've grown up in a society that taught us that all men are dogs, all women are whores, or whatever the case may be, and we've bought into that. And God is saying these are vain imaginations that you need to cast down so that you can stop subconsciously looking for these things because that's why they keep happening to you because you need to tear down those inner scripts that's in you based on things that you have experienced in your life. They are vain imaginations, and God wants you to pull them down with his word, you to take the word of God, the opposite of what that script is, you find it in the word of God, and that's what you will begin to meditate on, and that's one of this on one of my CDs as well. It's talking about taking those inner scripts, you know, being able to pull them down and defeating those inner scripts that cause you to sabotage yourself, that causes you to keep attracting Pookie, knowing that Pookie is a dog from the door, you know, or keeping you attracting Elizabeth, and you know that Elizabeth is just a gold digger. She's a Delilah, okay? Because we have to talk about that. Delilah, anything that's going to keep you, that's trying to destroy you, is parading around like it's your friend, like it's good for you, but it's there, it's been hired by the enemy, sent from the enemy to destroy you, to be certain that you never fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. It's time that we get into that word of God, and we allow that word of God that is quicker than any two-edged sword to go all the way down on the inside of us and be able to clean up even our subconscious minds so that we can begin to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And then you will see that you're worthy of true love, and you'll stop being accepting garbage. Amen?
Oh, amen. Amen.
What you're talking about is deliverance.
Amen.
What you're talking about
Amen.
Is can be summed up in one word, that's deliverance. You said something earlier that we have been hurt.
Yes.
The problem is we have been hurt, but we have never been healed and
Amen.
Delivered. And until we get healed and delivered and from the mindset that all men are dogs and all women
yes.
are whores and gold diggers, there's so much that we need to be delivered from.
Amen. Amen.
Then we can begin to have healthy relationships.
Amen.
Many of us can't even get along with ourselves.
Amen.
We get
Amen.
On our own
nerves. Amen. Hallelujah. We have another caller. I just want to
praise
we
God.
We only have about seven more minutes, but this is good.
Yes.
This is really good. And I pray that those who are listening are really receiving and being Amen. By what's being ministered on today. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Praise
God.
The Lord. How are you today, Prophetess Lalisa?
Yes.
Bless you. I'm doing well, and so are you. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Just doing what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. Amen. So what do you have? I know you have something to add to this today.
Oh, listen, you know what? After being on that call last night with some people talking about incest and what have you, it just is more clear to me that, you know, we are all moving in the right direction. And however, you know, God is moving with us, with the relationships, you know, creating that place, Pastor Rebecca, for you to even you know, be able to host a show with a topic like this.
Amen.
Lady Renee, God bless you.
God
and,
bless
you know,
you.
My friend, I love you.
God
you know, coming
you.
For me. We are, and I was talking to somebody today, a lady today who works at NJIT.
Mm-hmm.
I just left a meeting. That's why I'm tuning in a little late. I just left downtown Newark. Oh, my God. This woman works at NJIT. You know, it's a wonderful college. But so many students are coming out of high school so lost. Just in so many things. But anyway, and she was just saying there's just so much work to do. So, and Lady Renee and I was talking about this too, just relationships. Like, I just hope we never get to the point where we think it's not needed.
Amen.
And Prophetess Lalisa, you know, I know you have an awesome testimony about how the Lord has just really healed you and even healed your marriage, you know. But when it comes to cultivating healthy relationships, how important do you think it is that you are, we were just talking about healing, that you receive your healing before you can even begin to have that healthy relationship that you're craving?
You're right. You do. I was just telling one of the ladies there. She, you know, I said, listen, wait a minute. The first thing is, you know what? You knew Billy didn't like you because you don't even like yourself.
My God.
You know, you knew Johnny didn't like you. You don't like you. Never mind the love. You ain't even got to the love part, you know, because we don't like our hair. We don't like our butt. And we don't like our legs. And I don't like my nose. And I don't like my this and this and that. You know, rarely do we get to the part where we say, I don't like my attitude.
Whoa, come on now.
We'll like a lot of outward stuff, you know, before we even get to the fact that I don't like how bitter I am, or I don't like how I'm quick to accuse somebody, or how jealous hearted I am.
Mm.
You know, forget all that, because we still on the my hair too thin, or my hair's too dry, or my teeth are too crooked, or they're too straight, or saying we still on the outward thing, okay?
Mm.
So we have so yes, you can get into a relationship with all of kinds of issues. However, you're not going to get to that healthy place in your relationship because you're too busy, you know, looking at what's wrong with you.
Amen.
When you have to come to grips with yourself that you're not perfect, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
amen.
And like it took me a long time to realize that my husband loved me just the way I was.
Mm.
It took, you know, I'm married now 18 years, but it had to take me a good, you know, 15 years of that marriage, and that's with the separation coming in there, to realize that, you know what, he loved me the way I am. A lot of times we think that people don't approve us and don't accept us because we look at somebody else. Her butt is bigger. Her breasts are bigger. Her breasts are more shaped, whatever. I'm just using those as examples.
Yeah, we do that. We do size up what we consider to be the competition.
Sure, she works harder. You know, she's a woman who cooks and cleans all the time, and I'm not. Or, you know, she's a woman who's so motivated, but I'm the kind to stay home. We're always looking at what other people got, and so we sometimes impose that upon the other person. And they're not even seeing all that, so now we're arguing with them, and just it can just cause little strife. And you know what the enemy does with anything little.
Uh-huh. He magnifies. And that's the thing that we really do have to know. That's what Lady Renee was saying, that we need to know who we are. And, again, I'm interviewing her because she just released a CD series, Cultivating Healthy Relationships. And for all of those of you who are listening in this last 2 minutes remaining, I want to make sure that I get Lady Renee's information out there. That CD series is available. If you are ready to experience a functional, productive, enriching, fulfilling relationship, then you need to get this series. You need to go ahead and order this series. And Lady Renee, I actually printed your information out, but for some reason I don't have it. So I want you to go ahead and give everybody your information on how they can find out more about you, your ministry, and this series that we're talking about on today, how they can have. And I guarantee you, if you listen to this, you'll be that much closer to having that healthy relationship.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lady Renee.
It's for more information or to purchase Cultivating a Healthy Relationship, or to just find out information about women destined for greatness in general, you can log on to my website at www.womendestinedfor4greatness.org. And I also like you all to know that I'm available for any kind of speaking engagements concerning relationships. Praise be to God.
Praise be to God. Amen. 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 And like I said, we have 1 minute left. Is there any closing words? Are there any closing words? I want to thank both Ms. Quiet Storm and also Prophetess Lalisa Williams, who also has a program here. And she's the fire starter. So
yes.
If you just search for a fire starter, you'll find her. And I was listening to your archives on yesterday, and I just say, keep doing what you're doing, Prophetess Lalisa Williams, because the Lord is using you mightily. She's also an author. Lalisa, you have to come and be a guest.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Rebecca, I want to come and do a lot of things with you.
Amen.
Praise God.
For you,
hallelujah.
Listen, and don't think I didn't forget your $25 gift certificate.
Amen. I called into one of her other shows on harvestradio.net. She's on Friday at 1:30, and I won a gift certificate. So I'm waiting. Amen. And I know as long as I'm waiting, I won't be broke. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to owe you, but you're going to get that real soon. We're working on that. But yes, but we love you. I just thank God for you, Pastor Rebecca. And
amen.
God is doing super things for the women and for people. We got teenagers, y'all, that are being abused. We got teenagers falling in love still, so we can't ever think we don't need to do some strong teaching on relationships.
Mm.
If the older people want to still act like they can't get it, well, then let's go talk to some of these 12-year-olds, okay?
My God, my God. And that's next week's program.
And hello, you know they don't know what they're doing.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know, I'm talking about that on next week, What's Up with Abuse Part 2.
Mm.
And I want to talk about this abuse issue, this molestation. I was talking to my daughter in Texas, and she was telling me about this three girls from the same family that were molested by the same man. And I think we just need to just keep talking about it, you know. So I pray that you call in Prophetess Lalisa and even Miss Quiet Storm. If you have some input, I know that you do, just you call in, because we need to expose this demon. Amen. And we need to teach our girls that even if you've been molested, and that's for a woman out there who's listening, even if you've been molested, you are still worthy of the love of a good man. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know,
look at me. I have a wonderful husband, a good, hardworking man, good job. I was molested, incest, and was a prostitute.
Mm. And look at God. Look at God, the awesomeness of God. But a lot of times what I wanted to say in closing is, you know, a lot of times we just have to submit to the word of God. We have to submit to the word of God. If we want to have it God's way, then we, you know, God's results, then we're going to have to do it God's way. Amen? And
amen.
There's no more excuse about, well, I didn't know. Now we have a series that's going to get, you know, that's very raw. I'm being raw with you, but you're going to know before you get into something what you should be looking for and even how to resolve your conflicts. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's it. We're out of time, but I know we're not out of words. Amen.
Amen.
And I do like to just stay on the air for an hour, but I believe that the Lord has spoken. And I, again, thank all of the callers for calling in. And call me, call us again. Call into the show on next Thursday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic is What's Up with Abuse. And tell somebody to tune in, because the Lord is going to speak on this issue. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And Kiki, Sister Kiki, thank you so much for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Lady Renee, thank you for being my guest today. And I just look forward to great things from the Lord. And I look forward to the CD series getting out there. Amen.
Yes,
so that people can be exposed to it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God. So you ladies be blessed.
And thank you for having me, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you. And may God just bless you richly in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. And we're tuning out. We're tuning out. And tune in again to Power in the Word on Tuesdays and Women to Women on Thursdays right here on Block Talk Radio. Remember to cultivate healthy relationships. Get yourself healed. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sisters, and you too, my brothers, who are tuning in on the sneak, remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.
Amen.
God bless you, ladies.
God bless you.